seamlessly communicating with a squirrel of its choosing in Europe, you would have me committed. But our brain's ability to adapt to change has made this tech seem like background furniture rather than the stuff of revolution. This book is about re-examining our technology, not in the short window of business or political cycles, but in the context of 10,000 years of civilizations. We will widen our lens to encompass the globe and lengthen our timescales to think about millennia. From that vantage point, we'll see ourselves in a new light, in which we are just starting to open our eyes and blink in the dawn of a new millennium that has changed all of the old equations. Why do civilizations collapse? Congratulations on living at a fortuitous moment in history. We enjoy a stable society that brags technology, progress, and opportunity. In the face of all our successes, it proves difficult to imagine that our governments, our culture, our storytelling, and our creations could all fold up and collapse. How could our lofty glass and steel edifices fall into ruin? How could our proud national story shrink to a few lines in history texts of the future? How could our venerated deities go the way of Neptune, Kukulkan, and Osiris? How could our culture degrade to the unremembered? Note that you would have had exactly the same trouble envisioning collapse if you lived in the brawny empire of the Romans, or during the golden age of the Athenians, or during the pinnacle centuries of the Egyptians, the African Mali, the Babylonians, the Mesopotamians, the Toltec, the Anasazi, or any of the other societies that have risen and fallen before us. In the surprisingly short span of written history, an astounding number of great civilizations have collapsed. Centuries of progress and development have caved in on themselves, leaving nothing but archaeological ruins and scattered genetics. Sensitive literature, inspired mathematics, and bold architecture have degraded in the compost piles of history. But why? The mystery of disappearing nations has always attracted researchers to sift through the evidence to discern what went wrong. Happily, their detective work has paid off. Patterns have emerged. Although there are many vanished civilizations, they share in common a handful of maladies. Foremost are epidemics, natural disasters, poor information flow, political corruption, economic meltdown, and resource depletion. These are problems that almost all civilizations come face to face with, in some degree, in some fashion, at some point. And so will we, repeatedly. But I make the case in this book that we may be luckier than most of our predecessors. Almost accidentally, we have developed a technology no one else possessed, a rapid communication network that finds its highest expression in the internet. This technology obviates many of the threats faced by our ancestors. In other words, our biggest risks may already be counterbalanced by our most popular technology. From tsunami warning systems to Twitter revolutions, from the conversion of commerce into zeros and ones to automated epidemic detection, from information immortality to the democratization of education, our communication technology is changing the rules of the civilization survival game. This is not to say there won't be new threats, or that we can relax our vigilance, or that cyber optimism shouldn't be tempered by the double-edged complexities of technology. But it is to say that our risk analysis is undergoing a full overhaul. We are poised at a watershed moment in history. We all enjoy the internet for its fast lookups, social mashups, online bargain discussions.